Collagen. Collagen benefits the entire body. In fact, it's one of the main protein of connective tissues like skin, cartilage, tendons, and bones, and makes up around 25% of the protein content of our body. And that's what maintains the integrity of our extracellular matrix and makes up 1 to 2% of muscle tissue. The most well-known collagen benefits are related to what it can do for hair, nails, and skin in particular, especially with regards to the appearance of our skin as we age. In fact, collagen makes up around 25% of the overall protein content of the body. It also makes around 70% of the protein content of the skin. It's also important for joints, teeth, and the cardiovascular system and the gut. So, with age, stress, and catabolic state, collagen production declines and is replaced with proteoglycans and glycosaminoglycans, which are water-saturated gels that act as supporting macromolecules to collagen but are not as good of a support structure as collagen. And so, as collagen production declines and is replaced with this weaker alternative, you might sense to have more wrinkles, more cellulite, weak splitting nails, stiff, swollen joints, lower metabolism and energy, weak, brittle hair, and even a weakened vascular system. Since collagen is the main constituent protein of the skin, and the skin is where its decline shows the most beauty products and anti-aging products you will see is infused with collagen, vitamin C, and vitamin E. But not only for skin, the collagen actually benefits are great for the GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract. The lining of your gut can be compromised from leaky gut, especially if we have a lot of toxins or inflammation in our system. And therefore, collagen actually helps to plug these leaks. And one of the best sources of collagen is actually found in bone broth. And it's the healthiest way of getting a good amount of amino acids in the right ratio. It's high in nutritional content and helps your tissue repair, gives energy and strength while being gentle on digestion, great for people with adrenal fatigue. Collagen is also important in cardiovascular health. How do you make collagen? You need vital cofactors like vitamin C and the amino acids lysine and proline. And so that's very common in a lot of products also that you can see to be able to improve your skin's wrinkles and the collagen output. However, you really want to also remember that collagen makes up your blood vessels. So if your blood vessel walls on the inside start to have what we call endothelial dysfunction, you want to actually help it by increasing your vitamin C, your lysine, and your proline to help repair the blood vessel walls. A lot of times you might not actually feel a difference when you have blood vessel endothelial wall dysfunction, but the warning signs are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and the other risk factors are smoking and stress that would cause the blood vessel wall damage. So, taking vitamin C along with collagen can actually help to improve the blood vessel walls, along with lysine and proline, your blood vessel, the insides of your blood vessel endothelial wall function. So we talked about collagen and its use in anti-aging, but also its ability to help with the cardiovascular health. So if you have adrenal fatigue and you are interested in anti-aging and trying to have a good outlook on your skin, but also your gut and also your cardiovascular health, collagen could be an option for you. Give us a call if you have any questions about how to do any supplementation.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administrations. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com Podcast.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLambCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.